Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible, kids. I'm Ezekiel. Today is the 30th day of June. Today is the last day of June. Tomorrow is the start of July. Today we're reading Acts 20, 1-38, and reading the God's Word translation. When the uproar was over, Paul sent for the disciples, encouraged them, said goodbye, and left for Macedonia. He went through that region and spoke many words of encouragement to the people. Then he went to Greece and stayed there for 3 months. When Paul was going to board a ship for Syria, he found out that the Jews were plotting to kill him, so he decided to go back through Macedonia. So Pater, son of Pyrrhus from Berea, Aristarchus and Secundus from Thessalonica, Gaius from Derbe, Timothy and Tychicus and Trophimus from the province of Asia accompanied Paul. All these men went ahead and were waiting for us in Tros. After the festival of unleavened bread, we boarded a ship at Philippi. 5 days later, we joined them in Tros and stayed there for 7 days. On Sunday, we met to break bread. Paul was discussing scripture with the people. Since he intended to leave the next day, he kept talking until midnight. Many lamps were lit in the upstairs room where we were meeting. A young man named Eutychus was sitting in a window. As Paul was talking on and on, Eutychus was gradually falling asleep. Finally, overcome by sleep, he fell from the third story and was dead when they picked him up. Paul went to him, took him into his arms, and said, "Don't worry, he is alive." Then Eutychus went upstairs again, broke the bread, and ate. Paul talked with the people for a long time, until sunrise, and then left. The people took the boy home. They were greatly relieved that he was alive. We went ahead to the ship and sailed for the city of Assos. At Assos, we were going to pick up Paul. He had made these arrangements. Since he had planned to walk overland to Assos, when Paul met us in Assos, we took him on board and went to the city of Mytilene. We sailed from there, and the following day we approached the island of Chios. The next day, we went by the island of Samos, and on the next day, we arrived at the city of Miletus. Paul had decided to sail past Ephesus to avoid spending time in the province of Asia. He was in a hurry to get to Jerusalem for the day of Pentecost, if that was possible. From Miletus, Paul sent messengers to the city of Ephesus and called the spiritual leaders of the church to meet with him. In Miletus, when they were with him, he said to them, "You know how I spent all my time with you from the first day I arrived in the province of Asia? I humbly served the Lord, often with tears in my eyes. I served the Lord during the difficult times I went through when the Jews plotted against me. I didn't avoid telling you anything that would help you. I didn't avoid teaching you publicly and from house to house. I warned Jews and Greeks to change the way they think and act and to believe in our Lord Jesus. I am determined to go to Jerusalem now. I don't know what will happen to me there. However, the Holy Spirit warns me in every city that imprisonment and suffering are awaiting for me. But I don't place any value on my own life. I want to finish the race I'm running. I want to carry out the mission I received from the Lord Jesus. The mission of testifying to the good news of God's kindness. Now I know that none of you whom I told about God's kingdom will see me again. Therefore, I declare to you today that I am not responsible for the spiritual death of any of you. I didn't avoid telling you the whole plan of God. Pay attention to yourselves and to the entire flock in which the Holy Spirit has placed you as bishops to be shepherds for God's church, which he acquired with his own blood. I know that fierce wolves will come to you after I leave, and they won't spare the flock. Some of your own men will come forward and say things that distort the truth. They will do this to lure disciples into following them. So be alert. Remember that I instructed each of you for 3 years, day and night, at times with tears in my eyes. I am now entrusting you to God and to his message that tells how kind he is. That message can help you grow and can give you the inheritance that is shared by all of God's holy people. I never wanted anyone's silver, gold, or clothes. You know that I worked for support myself and those who are with me. I have given you an example that by working hard like this, we should help the weak. We should remember the words that the Lord Jesus Christ said, "Giving gifts is more satisfying than receiving them." When Paul had finished speaking, he knelt down and prayed with all of them. Everyone cried a lot as they put their arms around Paul and kissed him. The thought of not seeing Paul again hurt them most of all. Then they took Paul to the ship. So today we read a story where Paul, he is separating from a lot of people that he's been with from the beginning of his journey, separating from people he's taught and people that he's seen as brothers, and people were really sad. just thinking about not seeing Paul again. Because Paul did a lot for them. Paul was with them. Paul helped them through their troubles. Now Paul is leaving them to start this new journey to bring Christianity and evolve it. Because if it weren't for Paul, Christianity probably wouldn't be as big as it is. Paul is basically the main reason why Christianity has become so popular. He's the reason Christianity has survived and spread so long to become so big. And I think that the story shows that sometimes we have to make sacrifices for God, because that's what Paul had to do in this story. Let's pray that we will make sacrifices, holy sacrifices for God. Dear Jesus, help us to make holy sacrifices that we need to do. Not unnecessary things, not things that we think are holy, things that are holy by the fruits, holy by the fruits that we judge, and holy in the eyes of you and what you tell us to do. Help us to make sacrifices for the will of you, sacrifices for the better of you and for the better of us. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it for today. I'm Ezekiel. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.